From New York, where the American stage begins, NBC presents Best Plays with John Chapman. Best Plays, a series of hour-length dramas based on the famous theatrical books begun by the late Burns Mantle, now edited by the distinguished drama critic of the New York Daily News, John Chapman. Mr. Chapman.
This evening's drama is Home of the Brave by Arthur Lawrence. The author pronounces his last name like Gertrude Lawrence or Lawrence of Arabia, but he spells it L-A-U-R-E-N-T-S. However he spells it, he can write. And he learned how to write in the medium we are using now, the radio. Before he went into the Army in 1941, he turned out many a dramatic script, and he continued this work in his war service. You may remember such programs of his as Assignment Home and The Man Behind the Gun. After the war, he wrote Home of the Brave, which was one of the best plays of the season of 1945-46, and it won a $1,000 award from the Academy of Arts and Letters, in addition to being a profitable Broadway hit. In this play, Lawrence gets inside the mind of a soldier by modern methods. He uses an anesthetic, sodium pentothal, which you read about in the papers sometimes as truth serum. This soldier, named Coney, isn't a liar, though. He's paralyzed by some kind of battle shock. The job of the playwright, and the man who plays the doctor in the cast, is to try to find out exactly what happened to Coney. Because if Coney can be made to remember everything, he may be cured. This evening's company of six men includes such good players as Donald Buca, Joseph Julian, Peter Capel, William Redfield, and from the original company, Russell Hardy. So, now, let's allow ourselves to be taken to a base hospital in the South Pacific and follow this strange and exciting detective story, the pursuit of something missing in a man's mind.
Come in. Dr. Bittacher?
Yes, Major.
I'm Major Robinson, Coney's PFC Cohen's commanding officer.
Oh, yes, come in.
Corporal T.J. Everett.
Glad to know you, Corporal.
How do you do, sir?
He was on the mission with us.
How is he, Doctor?
Hard to tell.
Well, can you tell me his condition, Doctor?
Private Cohen has suffered a very severe traumatic shock of some sort. What it was, I don't know yet. You men evidently haven't been able to supply the missing information.
Well, we told you everything that happened, Doctor.
Everything?
As far as I know. Corporal?
Well, let's have it, Corporal.
Well, there was a fight.
A fight?
Yes, sir.
When?
The last day before you went on the mission.
Well, you know about it?
I spoke to the other man who went with you, Sergeant Mingo.
I see. Does it have anything to do with Coney's condition?
I'm not sure. I'm going to find out if I can.
Could we... I mean, can we see him?
He's being brought in now.
Brought in?
He can't walk.
But his legs weren't hurt.
It isn't his legs. His mind was hurt. He has amnesia. He doesn't remember anything that happened to him. And he can't make his legs move.
Holy smoke.
Will he be all right?
I'm a psychiatrist, not a medium. Come in.
Private Coney, sir.
Wheel him in, will you, Sergeant?
Yes, sir.
Hello, Coney.
Coney, do you remember Major Robinson?
No, sir.
Remember me, Coney? T.J.?
Well, how about Mingo? You remember Sergeant Mingo? His wife was always sending him poetry. You remember Mingo. He's a big, dark-haired fella. Doc, maybe he remembers about Finch.
Ask him.
Who?
Finch. Finch was your buddy. You remember Coney?
No. No, I don't remember him. Doctor, I feel funny again.
Okay, Coney. I think you'd better leave him alone now.
Yes, sir.
I'll let you know if anything develops, Major.
Yes, sir. So long, Coney. Be seeing you.
All right, Coney. Try to relax. You know who I am, don't you?
Doctor.
You know what doctors do, don't you?
They make you well.
That's what I'm going to do, Coney. I'm going to fix you up so you'll remember and you'll be able to walk again.
No.
Now, don't be afraid of the needle. It contains a drug called sodium pentothal. I'm going to inject it, and then you should begin to remember the experiences when you lost your memory. Okay?
I'm afraid.
There's nothing to be afraid of. In a little while, you'll feel sleepy, that's all. Now, a little sting. And there. I want you to start counting backwards from 100. 100.
99, 98, 97, 96, 95, 94, 93, 92, 91, 82, 81.
Stop. Who do you work for, Coney?
Major Robinson.
Good. Like him?
He's all right, only...
Only what?
He's okay.
What about Mingo? Do you like Mingo?
Mingo? Mingo's a sharp boy. He knows plenty. You know, his wife writes poetry. He read me some once, just once. He's kind of touchy about it.
Touchy? Like you?
No. None of them are like me.
You what?
Nothing.
You have a buddy? Who's your buddy, Coney? Finch, huh? Finch is your buddy, isn't he? Isn't he?
Yes.
He's been your buddy almost since you got out here, huh?
Yes.
You like him?
Yes, I like... No. No, I don't. He's like all of them. He doesn't really like me. I hate him.
You hate Finch?
No. No, Finch is a sweet kid. Only sometimes I think maybe he's like the others.
What others?
The ones who make cracks.
What kind of cracks? Who makes cracks?
T.J. T.J. makes cracks like that about...
About what, Coney?
About...
Come on, Coney, about what?
About... Jews.
Like what? What kind of cracks?
Finch. Finch doesn't let him know. Finch. Finch. Where's Finch?
He's all right.
No. No, Finch. Finch, where are you? Finch.
Here I am, Coney.
Finch. Finch, is that you?
I'm right here, Coney.
Where the heck have you been? The Major wants us. I've been looking all over for you. Where you been, Finch? Where you been?
Finch, where the heck have you been?
Now, where would I be on this stinking little island in the Pacific?
Well, the Major wants to see us.
Oh, yeah? What for?
How should I know? Hey, maybe we're going home on rotation.
Yep, yep.
We've been over here 2 years plus. It says in the regulations...
Oh, who are you kidding, Coney?
Just think if it was, though, huh? Hey, we'd have a chance to look for that bar we're going to open back in the States. Hey, did you write your ma about that yet?
Yeah, I told her it was a restaurant.
You think she'll like the idea?
Sure.
Finch.
Huh?
Does your ma know who I am?
Well, of course, you jerk.
I mean, does she know my name?
Well, sure she does.
Oh.
She's even got ideas about mating you and my sister.
Oh, Finch.
Tony, sometimes you can get to be an A-number one jerk.
Well, come on. We better go on over to the Major's tent. Hey, look. Here comes Mingo.
You suppose he's in on this, too?
Hey, Sarge.
Oh, well, the Dolly sisters, Finch and Cohen.
You in on this, Mingo?
In on what?
Whatever it is.
You mean the little party the Major's throwing, I'm in. I don't know from nothing.
We thought we were kind of hoping it might be rotation.
Sure, 2 weeks in a rest camp. That's worse than staying here.
What's eating you, Mingo?
Mosquitoes. You know what I think?
What?
We're moving out. Up where the little men make with the big bullets.
Oh, that's charming.
Delightful. Well, hey, look who's waiting inside the Major's tent. The Blue Plate Special, Corporal T5 T.J. Everett. Hiya, big shot. What goes on? A new kind of latrine duty?
I don't know what goes on.
They put me in charge of a road building detail. Then they yanked me off with no explanation.
My Ouija board's on striker, I tell you.
I wasn't asking you, Coney.
Oh, pardon me. Hey, you know who this is, fellas? This is T.J. Everett, vice president in charge of distribution for Universal Products. $16,000 a year.
Just think of his taxes.
Rugged.
Yeah, what's Mr. Everett doing now, fellas?
Now? Oh, he's a corporal making $62 a month.
No.
Yeah.
That's an uplift from you, Jakey.
Hold your hats, boys.
Now, can that kind of talk, T.J.?
Why don't you let your little...
I said can it.
I heard you.
Well, if you heard him, then can it. And can it for good. Damn, what?
Rest. Smoke, if you like. Just give me your attention.
The 26-year-old boy wonder.
What's that?
Nothing, Major.
All right, settle down. Now, before anything else, anything you hear in this tent from now on is top secret. Running off the mouth gets you court-martial, understood? Good. Now, you four were picked because you're the best engineers in the outfit. What are you grinning about, Sergeant Mingo?
Oh, nothing, Major.
Let's keep it serious. There's an island.
Island?
Never mind where. That we want to invade. It's important. It can shorten the whole war. Only thing, there are 15,000 Japs on it. I'm flying to that island tonight.
With 15,000 Japs on it?
Yes. I need a few men, one to sketch the terrain and draw maps, and three others to survey.
How long do you figure this job will take, Major?
After 4 days, a plane is flying in for us.
Suppose something happens.
The Japs are only defending the side of the island facing us. We'll be working miles behind them. Now, it's up to you.
To us?
If you say no, there won't be any questions asked. I mean that. I'm sorry to put you on a spot like this, but there isn't much time. Just remember the job's important. At least you'll get out of it as a furlough. Well, Finch, what about it?
Well, Coney, what are you going to do?
Well, you say it's important, Major?
I said it could shorten the war.
Okay, I'll go.
I'm in, then.
Count me in.
Nobody's going to say I chickened out.
We're all with you, Major. We're all going to ride that old broomstick together.
Better get your boys ready. There's your island.
Okay, Lieutenant. Get your gear together, fellas.
I'm going to cut the motors and glide into that lagoon.
When we hit the water, get out in a hurry. Mingo, you get that rubber boat ready.
Right.
Here we go.
Just remember the spot and be here at this time in 4 days.
Hang on.
Days in this stinking hole. Does it seem to you like we've been here 4 days, Finch?
Don't seem like a minute over 4 years, Coney.
I'll be glad to see that plane tonight. This place stinks.
Oh, it's not so bad.
And if you like the smell of graveyards, why does every jungle smell like a graveyard?
When did you ever smell a graveyard?
4 days ago when we paddled in here. Say, where are the Major and the other guys anyway?
Well, you know the Major. He wanted to do everything right. He's making a sketch of the lagoon.
Gee. Those birds give you the jumps, don't they?
Oh, we'll be out tonight. Relax.
Yip, yip. Now, you better get that map finished before the Major gets back.
Hey, it's almost done. Hey, you know what I'd like?
Uh-huh.
How'd you guess? Hey, Coney.
Huh?
You think girls get as lonesome for boys as boys get for girls?
More.
But girls are, I mean, purer.
Enemy propaganda.
I wonder if my sister necks. Would it make any difference to you?
Hey, will you stop trying to cook up something between me and your sister?
She's a good cook.
Look, I thought we were going to run a bar.
Mingo's wife writes poetry. That's charming.
Delightful. Hey, something's coming. Get down, huh?
Coney. Finch. Hey, don't shoot. Why don't you guys give somebody a warning?
Well, you were supposed to whistle.
My mouth is dry.
You guys finish down at the lagoon.
If you're interested, go see for yourself. I notice you're working real hard. What are you doing, posing for that map Finch is making?
Ah, stow it.
Look, Coney,
are we going to get off on schedule tonight?
We would if I were running it. That boy Wonder.
Oh, he's not a bad guy.
No? And suppose you take him the chronometer. He wants it.
Take it yourself, T.J. He's busy.
What about you? Are you holding his hand?
Now listen, T.J. Coney here stood guard for 3 nights in a row while you snored your fat face off. Major told him to take it easy for a couple of hours, and you know it.
The Major's another kike lover.
You always get around to that, don't you?
Every time I see your friend's face.
Well, you rotten.
Watch your language. No lousy yellow Jew.
Hey, Finch, shut up. Shut up, I'll give you another one, just like that.
Hey, what's going on here? Break it up. Save that for the Japs.
Finch is more interested in saving his yellow Jew friend.
Look, TJ. Major wants the chronometer. Take it to him. That's an order. Here, get going.
Yes, Sergeant.
Oh, what makes him such a stinker?
The guy's 35, 36. He can't adjust himself to the Army. So he winds up hating everybody and everything. You gotta try to understand him.
You try to understand him, Mingo. I haven't got time. I'm too busy trying to understand all this stuff about Jews.
Oh, now, Coney.
Look, in the middle of the night, once I heard something. When I was a kid, some drunken bum across the hall from my aunt yelling, "Throw out the dirty sheenies!" That was us, see? Well, I just turned over and went back to sleep. I was used to it by then. Heck, I was 10 years old. That's old for a Jew. When I was 6, I stayed out of school for Jewish holidays. When I got back, a bunch of kids beat me up. I began to learn it then. If you're a Jew, you can't be like other guys. No matter how much you try, you're alone. You're something strange, different. Well, it's you who make us different. What do you want from us?
Now, Coney.
Let me alone.
Coney, listen.
Tell your wife to write a poem about it.
You know, Finch and I don't feel like that.
I don't know anything. I'm a lousy yellow Jew boy.
Now, Coney.
Drop it.
You know that don't go for me. Listen, I'm just a hayseed from Arizona. I never even met a Jew till I got in the Army. Somebody made a crack or took a poke at him just because I couldn't see any reason to it. And there isn't any. Coney. Oh, heck, fella, we're buddies. I don't go for that stuff.
You're a cornball.
You're a jerk. But charming.
Delightful.
What are you... Who was that?
Maybe it's TJ.
Even TJ knows a shot to bring the Japs.
Here they come. The Major and TJ.
Take cover quick. We've got snipers.
Oh, Judas.
Grab the gear and head for the beach. Coney, keep your rifle ready.
Yes, sir.
Forget the sir. Those Japs love officers. Finch, got the maps?
All packed.
Head for the beach. Keep low. TJ, watch the radio.
I got it.
That's what happened the last day.
Down, everybody. Bingo, your head.
And my arm.
Bad?
Bad enough.
We gotta keep moving. I'll make a tourniquet.
Hey, Major.
What?
I see him.
Who?
The Jap. In that tree, about 100 yards over.
Can you get a shot?
I think so.
Everybody quiet. Got him.
Dead?
I don't know.
Finch, make sure. Go ahead, man. Finish him.
Okay, I'm going.
Let's stop the blood, Mingo.
Yeah, most of it. Better get going.
Okay.
I'll stay here and cover Finch till he gets back.
Good. The rest of us will crawl down the beach and try to contact the plane. Mingo's gonna need first aid quick.
Okay, go ahead.
Don't waste time joining us. Okay, fellas, come on.
Finch? Hey, Finch, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Did you?
He wasn't dead. I used my knife. He looked at me.
Forget it.
I can't. I can't get used to it. Coney, I got the shakes.
Finch!
It was like killing a dead man. I gotta rest for a minute. I'm shaking like a baby.
Come on, let's go.
The maps. Where are the maps?
Oh,
I left them right here.
Well, try to think.
Just before.
This is a heck of a time.
I put them down.
Look, maybe the Major took them.
No.
Finch, we can't wait here.
Those maps.
They get picked off.
And we gotta have them.
Then where are they?
Well, shut up.
You'll get us both killed,
I'm not asking you to stay, you lousy yellow... Jerk.
Coney. Call me the maps. I know where they are. Finch! Look out! Finch! Finch, are you hit?
Coney, I didn't mean...
Never mind that kid. Never mind. Where are you hit?
Take the maps.
Finch,
take them.
Here, let me carry it.
I can crawl down, take the maps. Go ahead.
You sure?
Yeah, I'll follow. Go on.
Okay. Finch. Finch, are you behind me? Finch. Finch, are you there? Finch! Finch! Finch, for God's sake! Finch! Finch!
Finch! Finch! Where are you?
Connie. Connie.
I shouldn't have left him. I should have stayed with him.
Connie.
Doc, I should have stayed.
If you stayed, the maps would have been lost. The job comes first.
And to heck with Finch. Is that the way it is?
Finch knew you had to take those maps. He told you to go ahead with him, didn't he?
He's dead.
Didn't he say take the maps and go ahead?
I shouldn't
do it, Connie. Take the maps and walk. Walk.
I can't.
Try to walk. Go on, Connie.
I can't, Doc. I can't.
Okay. Connie, you remember when Finch was shot?
Yeah.
When you heard that shot and saw he was hit, what did you think of?
I got a bad feeling.
But what did you think of, Connie? At that moment, what went through your mind?
I didn't want to leave him.
What did you think then?
He told me to leave him. He told me.
Connie, listen. A shot! You turn. You see, it's Finch.
Finch!
What are you thinking?
Finch, I...
Yes?
I wasn't yellow. He told me to go.
You were right.
They didn't think so. The others...
How do you know?
T.J.
Did he say anything?
No.
Did the Major say anything? Did Mingle?
No.
Of course not. Because you did what you had to do.
Did I, Doc? Did I really?
You know it.
We came for the maps. I saved the maps.
Yes.
But Finch... Finch made the maps.
You mustn't blame yourself.
No. Only...
Only what?
Only... It's that bad feeling. I've still got it.
When did you first get it?
I don't know.
When Finch was hit?
I don't know.
Did it come back again when you found you couldn't walk?
I think so.
When was that? When did you find you couldn't walk?
It was...
Think.
I'm trying.
Why did it happen? Why couldn't you walk?
I can't remember.
Why can't you walk now?
I don't know. I just can't.
Why?
I don't know, Doc. I think it started when...
When what?
When... Oh, gee, Doc. I'm afraid I'm going to cry.
Go on, son. Cry if you want to.
Guys, don't cry. You shouldn't cry.
Let it out.
No. No, I don't want to. I don't want to. I cried when Finch...
When Finch what?
When he... When...
When you left him?
No. No, it was after that. We were waiting for him.
Where?
Down on the beach. We were all there waiting for Finch and waiting for the plane. Waiting. Nothing to do but wait and listen to those lousy birds. All the time I was wondering about Finch. Wondering about Finch.
We ought to be able to hear him, huh? I mean, if he's coming.
If we could hear him, the Japs could hear him. Finch isn't that dumb. He's laying low, taking his time.
I guess that's right. Oh, Major?
How's the arm, Mingo?
It's bleeding pretty bad.
He was hit. Finch was hit.
How's it look to you, Major?
A little messy, Mingo. The shot shattered your elbow. Better give me your kit and let me put some sulfa on it.
How bad was Finch hit, Coney?
I don't know.
Relax, huh? Here, take a slug from my canteen.
I've got my own. I wouldn't want you to catch anything, TJ.
Here's the sulfa. How's it feel?
It's fine. Ready to be chopped off.
That's charming.
Delightful.
Shut up, TJ.
worrying, Connie. Finch knows his way here.
Sure, he drew the maps.
You might think that we're further on down the beach.
This is the only spot.
Hey, you know what? I just thought of something.
Let's have it.
If the Japs do spot Finch, they might let him go. So he could lead them to us.
Finch wouldn't lead any Japs to us.
But if he didn't know?
He'd know. He wouldn't give us away.
I didn't say he would deliberately. You
just... Hang up, TJ.
Keep your voices down. Mingo, how's the arm now?
It'll do till we amputate.
Amputate?
Just a bad jump. Plane should be in 10 minutes or so.
10 minutes? Look, Major, suppose Finch... Suppose Finch isn't here when the plane comes.
He'll be here.
But suppose he isn't.
We'll worry about that when the time comes.
He's got 10 minutes yet.
Well, if he's gonna turn up at all, he should be here in the next few minutes, I guess.
Unless they hit him bad.
Shut up! I shouldn't try to move it, I guess.
It'll be all right, Mingo.
Wonder how a one-armed linotyper would make out.
Major, suppose I go out and look for him, huh?
He knows the way.
Yeah, but maybe he... Hey. What was that?
A bird.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Forget about going after him, Coney.
But if the Japs have got him...
Then they get you too, and us.
I should have stayed with him.
You had to get those maps back, and you did. They come first.
Yeah, nuts to Finch.
Major's right, kid.
I wish we were all out of here. I don't suppose we can do anything.
You can wait.
That's all you ever do in this man's army. You wait for chow, you wait for mail, you wait for pay. When you aren't waiting for that, you... You'll wait for something to wait for.
Well, when we all get back to the States.
What was that?
A bird.
Connie, you're just...
No, that was no bird.
A cigar to the little boy with the big ears.
Listen! That's Finch. That's Finch. He's yelling for me.
Sit down.
You heard him. Let me go.
Connie.
You heard him. Please, sir. They're killing him. They're killing Finch.
They're not killing him.
They are.
I tell you, they won't kill him. It's a trick. They're purposely making him yell.
Please, Major, let me go.
Connie, you can't go in there. They're sticking him just to make him yell like that, just to make us come after him.
All right.
They want to find out where we are. It's a trick.
I don't care.
Connie, will you listen to me?
You listen to him? I'm going.
Connie, stop trying to be a hero.
You
go in there, they'll kill him.
We got to do something.
Nothing. There isn't a thing we can do.
Just let them make hamburger out of him, huh?
Don't listen. Sit down now. Try not to listen. You know the way you do with guns. After a while, you don't hear them.
This isn't guns. It's Finch.
Pretend it's just yelling. You ought to be used to yelling. You're a city kid. You come from Pittsburgh, don't you, Coney, huh?
Mingo, they're killing
you. You and he were going to open a bar, weren't you, in Pittsburgh?
Mingo.
It was Pittsburgh.
Finch.
Now listen. Tell me about the bar.
Major, let me. I can't.
Remember that Jap knife we picked up, the one you wanted?
Mingo, let
me
go.
Whatever happened that night you were on guard?
Mingo.
You like poetry?
Mingo, he's
dying. My wife
dying.
Likes poetry, Coney. Remember, you always wanted to hear something.
Mingo, please.
Didn't you always want to hear something?
Please, let me go.
Listen. We are only two, and yet our howling can encircle the world's end. Frightened you are my only friend. And frightened we are, everyone. Someone must take a stand. Coward. Take my coward's hand.
Lousy bird.
Marianas saw a fella after the Japs had worked on him.
You couldn't talk about something else, could you?
Sarge. Take it easy, Connie. Just lie there. Take it easy.
Mingo.
Major.
We have to get that rubber boat inflated and into the water. The plane should be here soon.
I'm going to have trouble getting Coney to leave.
Let Jewel go.
Jewel?
Coney.
That's right. Funny, I never think of him as a Jew.
It's funny, I never think of you as a Gentile, Major.
I guess I get the point. Look, Mingo, I know my job, but... I'm only 26. There are a lot of things I guess I haven't learned yet. Respect to my men...
That's the word, Major, respect.
Well, what about it?
That's all we want from you, respect. There's guys...
I try, Mingo, but an officer...
An officer's a guy, isn't he?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, Mingo. How's the arm?
Bad enough to get me back to the States.
You don't sound happy. If you're worried about going back to your wife with a bum wing...
My wife wouldn't care.
Well, from the poem, she sounds like a nice girl. How'd it go, that last part? Frightened we are...
Everyone. Someone must take a stand. Coward, take my coward's hand.
She's a good writer.
She writes good letters, too. Remember the first one she wrote me in the Army? My darling, darling. She likes repetition. My darling, darling. I will never again use the word love, except to say I love you.
Nice.
I got her last letter about a week ago. My darling, this is the hardest letter I ever wrote. But it's only fair to be honest. It's the GI letter, you know.
I know.
Oh, I can understand. I'm away, she meets a guy. When I think of that slut
now. Forget it.
I just got a beep on the radio.
Oh, that's the plane. One beep in silence. Coney. Coney!
What happened?
Plane's coming.
No.
We'll leave one man to guard the gear and cover us while we get the boat in the water. Then we'll come back and...
I'll stay.
You couldn't use a rifle with that arm.
Me. I'll stay.
Thanks, Coney, but you better come with
us. What's wrong with my staying?
Okay, thanks.
Maybe I better stay too, Major.
I'm not afraid to stay alone.
You can help us load, Mingo.
Okay.
TJ, let's go. Coney, if anything happens, fire four quick shots.
Yes, sir.
Nothing's gonna happen, kiddo. Just keep your nerve.
Don't worry.
Let's go. Who's there? Who's there?
Steady, Peter Cohen. Those are only birds.
Who is it? Finch. Finch, are you there?
Oh, no. I'm going crazy. Your name is Cohen, and you're a...
There is something coming. I can see the bushes move.
Ollie.
Finch. Finch.
Finch, if it's you, talk to me.
Finch. Oh, Finch, it is you. Here, let me help you. Let me help you, Finch. Oh, God.
Finch. Finch, what have they done to you?
Walla.
Surely, come on, drink it, kid. Oh, I'm glad. I'm so glad, Finch. Are you all right? You're going to be all right now.
Oh, the rats. Easy, Finch. Easy.
That's fine. Just take it easy. Put your head in my lap, Finch. Put your head in my lap.
Yeah, that's fine. That's charming.
Charming. Delightful. I might have known they couldn't finish you off, you hayseed. They hurt you bad, Finch. Did they?
Finch. Finch, I can't hear you.
What? Now, you just lie still. The plane will be here soon, and you'll be back in the base in no time. You can go and brick the rest of the war in the hospital, you lucky bum. You'll probably get a whole slew full of medals for home and leave me stuck here. Hey, did I tell you I miss you, you jerk? Oh, Lord, I'm so glad, Finch. I'm so glad. Finch,
please.
Please don't be dead. Oh, no. No. Oh, God.
Hey, come out and fight. Hey, guys, come out and fight.
Oh, Finch, they're after you. They're after you again, Finch. But I ain't gonna leave you. Not this time. I promised I won't.
Come on, fight you,
No, I won't leave you, Finch. I promise. I gotta dig. I gotta dig a hole so they can't get you. Huh, Finch? I gotta dig.
Coney,
I gotta dig.
Get the map case. Dig. Get the gear. Coney, come on. We gotta carry Finch to...
Dig.
Oh,
dig.
Good God.
I gotta dig.
He's dead.
Dig. They won't get him, though, Major. They want him, but they won't. I'm gonna bury him.
Bury? Listen, Coney, we can't bury him. We gotta get out of here. Coney!
What's the matter with him?
Finch is dead. He's trying to bury him.
Bury him. Connie, get up. I can't leave Finch.
He'll take him. Come on, get up.
No, I can't leave Finch.
Get up, Connie.
Finch.
Don't worry about him.
We'll take him.
Come on, Connie, get up.
I'm trying.
Come on.
Now you can't.
What do you mean you can't?
I can't move, Finch. My legs won't move.
Holy smoke. Try.
I am, but
now
I can't.
Stop that.
have to get out of here.
I can't walk. I can't move.
Are you shot where you hit?
No.
Then why can't you walk?
I don't know.
What's the matter with you?
I don't know.
Tony.
In a moment, we will return with Act Two of Home of the Brave on Best Plays. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company. Return to the Best Plays production of Home of the Brave with Peter Capel, Donald Bucher, Joseph Julian, and Russell Hardy. Here again is John Chapman.
And we return to the South Pacific Hospital, where the Army doctor patiently continues his talk with Coney. Coney, under the effects of the drug, drowsily counts backward.
Try to remember, Coney. Do you remember how you got off that island?
I think Mingo. Something about Mingo.
Yes. Mingo picked you up and carried you out.
Yes. A rubber boat, water. There were bullets.
The Japs fired at you.
Then I'm in a plane.
TJ lifted you in.
TJ?
Yes.
But Mingo...
Mingo couldn't lift you. His arm was no good.
Yeah, that's right.
You remember anything else that happened on the island?
Yes. Yes, I remember now.
Then why can't you walk, Coney?
What?
You weren't shot, were you?
No.
You didn't break your legs, did you?
No.
Then why can't you walk, Coney?
I don't know. I don't know.
But you said you remembered everything that happened.
Well, Yes.
You remember waking up in the hospital? You remember waking up with that bad feeling?
Yes.
Coney, when did you first get that bad feeling?
It was... I don't know.
Did you first get it right after Finch was shot?
No.
What did you think of when Finch was shot?
I don't know.
You said you remember everything that happened. And you do. You remember that, too. You remember how you felt when Finch was shot. Don't you, Coney? Don't you?
Yes. Yes. When we were looking for the map case, he said... He started to say, "You lousy yellow Jew." He only said, "You lousy yellow jerk," but I knew what he was going to say. Then I knew.
You know what?
I knew that he lied when he said he didn't care. When he said that people were people to him. I knew he hated me because I was a Jew. So, I was glad when he was shot.
Did you leave him there because you were glad?
Oh, no.
You got over it.
I was. Well, I was sorry. I felt glad. I was ashamed.
Did you leave him because you were ashamed?
No.
Because you were afraid?
No.
Of course not. You left him because that's what you had to do. Because you were a good soldier. You left him and ran through the jungle, right?
Yes.
So your legs were all right?
Yes.
Then if anything happened to your legs, it must have happened when Finch crawled back. Did you see nothing happen to you then?
I don't know.
Did anything happen?
Maybe.
Think back, Connie. You were alone in the clearing and Finch crawled in.
Oh, God. Oh, dear God.
Remember, he called you.
Coney. Finch. Is that you?
I'm here, Coney.
Oh, Finch, I'm so glad, Finch. I'm so... Finch.
Finch, talk to me.
He ain't come out and fight.
I won't leave you this time. I won't leave you this time, I promise. I've got to dig, dig.
He ain't come out and fight.
I won't leave you. I've got to dig.
Corny, what are you doing?
Bury him. I've got to bury Finch.
But this isn't earth, Corny.
I've got to bury.
This is a bed. Feel it. It's a bed. Underneath is a floor, a wooden floor. Here. You can't bury Finch, Corny.
Can't bury?
You can't bury him because he isn't here. You're not on that island. You're in a hospital. You're in a hospital, Corny. Get that?
Hospital?
I'm your doctor. Remember? I'm your doctor.
Yes.
And you remember now. You remember that nothing happened to your legs at all, did it?
No, sir.
But you had to be carried here.
Yes, sir.
Why?
Because I can't walk.
Why can't you walk?
I don't know.
I do. It's because you didn't want to. Because you knew that if you couldn't walk, you couldn't leave Finch on that island. That's it, isn't it?
I don't know.
That must be it. Because there's nothing wrong with your legs. They're fine, healthy legs, and you can walk. You had a shock, but you're over the shock now, and you do want to walk, don't you?
Yes.
You do want to walk, don't you,
yes,
Corny?
Yes, I do.
And get up and walk.
I can't.
Yes, you can.
I can't, no.
Try.
I can't.
Try.
I can't.
Get up and walk. Corny, get up and walk. You lousy yellow Jew! Get up and walk!
I'll kill you! I'll kill you, so help me! Doc! I walked. I'm walking, Doc! I'm walking!
All right, son, let me help.
I did it!
All right, son. It's all right now.
Come in.
Hi, Coney. The Major and I came over to see how you were doing.
Coney, it's good to see you, fella.
Good to see you, Major.
You're looking fine.
When are you coming back to my outfit, Coney? We miss you.
Well, I don't know if I am, sir. I'm working here for the doctor at the base hospital.
Working?
Well, I type up his records and sort of keep things straight.
Still my best man, huh? I didn't know you could type.
Well, hunting peck, sir.
Anyway, you're not a patient anymore.
Well, I still am in a way.
Still getting those...
shots... No, but the doc, well, he and I talk.
Talk?
Yeah, once a day, it's part of the treatment.
Brother, I'd like to be that kind of a patient.
Maybe you should be.
He's quite a guy, the doc, isn't he?
Yes, sir.
And by the way, you remember that island?
Yeah, I remember the island, Major.
Well, it was invaded 4 days ago, successfully, thanks to our maps.
You should see the commendation. Brother, when you get out, your back's going to be sore from being patted.
Wow. Who said this was visiting hour?
Oh, we just thought we'd drop in and say hello to Coney. I guess we'd better run along, huh?
I think so, Major.
Take care, Coney.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks, Doc. We'll see you, Coney.
Sorry I had to run them out.
I don't care.
How'd you get on with TJ?
All right. No, Doc. Not really all right. I want to jump at him all the time.
That's a healthy reaction.
Honest, Doc?
Of course. Never mind the typing, Corny. Let's do some work.
Now?
Now.
We don't usually start...
I know, but we're going to talk now. I'll explain why later on. How do you feel?
All right.
Dream last night?
No.
Good. They told you about the invasion, huh?
Yeah. Doc, I'm afraid I don't care very much.
You will. In time, you'll feel that everything outside has some connection with you. What bothers you now, Corny?
It's that... that feeling, sir.
A bad feeling?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, sir. I tried to get out of it, but, sir...
Yes, sir. No, sir. 2 weeks of psychotherapy and they expect...
Sir?
Nothing, Corny. Let's get rid of that feeling, huh?
Yes, sir.
We're going to, Corny.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be hard work, but I want to try. I want to help you, Peter.
You know, that's the first time anybody's called me Peter since I've been in the Army. You're a right guy, Doc.
Don't think about anything except what I say for a while. Huh?
Okay.
Comfortable?
Yes, sir.
You still have that bad feeling?
Yes, sir.
The sort of guilty feeling, huh?
Yes, sir.
Can't come from leaving Finch, kind of, Peter.
No. But then, what does it come from, Doc?
Corny, the first time you were in this room 2 weeks ago when I gave you that drug... You know what you said about Finch? You said, I hate him.
But I don't, I don't.
I know you don't. But try to remember, Peter. How did you feel when Finch was shot? Well?
I was glad.
Ah. Why? Why were you glad?
I thought he was going to call me a lousy yellow Jew. So I was glad he was shot.
Peter, listen to what I say now. Every soldier in this world who sees a buddy get shot has one moment when he feels glad. Everyone. Because deep underneath he thinks, I'm glad it wasn't me. I'm glad I'm still alive.
But, Doctor... Oh, no, because what I thought
was... I know you thought you were glad because Finch was going to make that crack, but it wasn't that. Maybe later that's what you told yourself. But every soldier, Peter, everyone has a moment when he thinks, I'm glad, glad it wasn't me, and that's what you thought. You see the point of this? You've been thinking you had some special guilt, but you haven't. You must realize that. You're the same as anybody else. You're no different.
I'm a Jew.
No. Peter, this sensitivity to being a Jew has been like a disease in you. It was there long before you went to the island. I wish to God I could dig it out, but I haven't time. It isn't your fault, son. The germ comes from the world you live in. It's spread by TJ and by people like him at home in our own country. You carry your shame around like a disease all your life. There is nothing to be ashamed of. You can cure yourself, and you can help cure the TJs, too.
Okay, Doc, if you say so.
Not because I say so. You can. You must. Believe me.
I believe you, Doc.
Peter.
Are we through, Doc?
Peter, don't you understand?
Sure. Sure, I understand up here in my head. But here, in my heart, that's where the disease is, Doc. I just can't believe I'm not different. I just can't believe that every guy who sees a buddy get shot feels glad. I want to believe I'm no different, but I... Well, it's hard, Doc. It's too hard.
Tony, I've been trying to tell you this fast. Much too fast, but we don't have much time.
What do you mean?
You're through, son. You're leaving.
Leaving?
They're sending you back home.
What?
You'll get care in the States. Good care. You're leaving too soon, sure, but that just means you've got to work at this harder now. Every single minute, every second you have left.
But, Doc, I don't want to leave.
Peter.
Look, I'm scared,
you
Doc.
You won't be if you work, if you think every minute about what we learned.
No,
here.
No, Doc, I'm scared, I tell you.
Come
Doc,
on, Pete. Work at it. Come on.
Doc, every guy who sees his buddy get shot feels like I did. Feels glad it wasn't him. Glad he's alive. So what I felt had nothing to do with my being a Jew because I'm no different. I'm just... Oh, Doc, help me, will you? Get it through my dumb head. Can't you straighten me out before I leave here?
Sure took a long time with that Jeep, TJ.
Had trouble getting started. Coney show up yet?
He's on his way over from the hospital.
I sure won't shed any tears about moving out of this hole.
You and me both.
Yeah, but you and Coney are going home. We're moving to another base.
Home. That's where you hang your hat and your wife.
Ah, don't let that arm get you. A lot of guys with only one
arm.
Don't
let it get you.
How's Coney these days?
He's okay.
They flying him back in your care?
I said he was okay.
Just asking. You know what happens with these cases when they leave the hospital? One little thing and they're off again.
Look, you leave that kid alone.
Leave him alone? Why the heck don't you guys leave me alone?
What?
Every doggone thing I do is wrong.
Everybody picks on TJ. Better start stacking that gear in the Jeep.
Lots of time.
Here comes the kid. Hi, Connie.
Hi.
Sure took you a long time to get here.
I stopped to say goodbye to the doc.
He's a nice fella. How you feel, kid?
Fine. How are you?
Oh, a little underweight on the right side.
Yeah. It's too bad they had to take it off.
Sure feels funny to be leaving, doesn't it?
Yeah, we used to talk so much about going home.
Home?
Sure.
Ah, what the heck. Gone back to the land of mattresses and steaks medium rare.
How you doing, Coney?
Okay.
I mean, you feeling all right?
He said he was fine. You want to see his hospital chart?
Flying back to the States. Some guys get all the breaks.
Yeah, some guys sure do.
What the heck? You fellas will be safe and sound in blue suits while we're still out here winning the war for you.
Thanks, bub.
I don't know what you're beefing about.
Nobody's beefing, TJ, except you.
They're pulling out, but Montgomery Ward here won't say where.
You know we aren't supposed to tell. If you guys were still in the outfit, maybe I'd tell you. But you're out of it now.
Don't break my purple heart, friend.
Okay, Sergeant. I'll get these crates and stuff over to the airstrip. You guys better hang on to your bags. You'll never see them again.
Don't worry about us. Let's get going with that heavy stuff.
Since you guys are just standing around waiting, how about letting me do it my way, huh?
Well, you're really the king of the hill around here today. And don't you love it?
Oh, no.
Before you lift that crate, give me a light. Will you, TJ?
Here.
Thanks.
Does it bother you much, the arm?
No. Makes me light as a bird.
I mean, does it hurt?
Some.
You better get going, TJ.
I got time. They'll give you a new arm back in the States, Mingo.
Yeah, I know.
Lay off, will you, TJ?
What are you guys worried about? You'll be able to work them for a good GI pension when you get out.
Sure, sure.
TJ, shut up.
What's eating you?
Shut up.
Why? Mingo here isn't kidding himself about...
Will you shut up?
Look, take it easy, Coney, or what? Are you trying to start something?
I'm trying to tell you to use your head if you've got one.
If I've got one? Look, friend, it takes more than a few days in the jungle to send me off my trolley. It's only your kind that's so blasted sensitive.
What do you mean, my kind?
What do you think I mean?
This! Now get up. Get up and get out of here before I break every bone in your face.
It's a good thing you just got out of the booby hatch.
Yeah, get this crate in.
Okay, TJ, start your motor. We'll walk over.
Someday,
come on, get going.
Someday, someday.
Get going! Going. Okay, kiddo, he's on his way. It's the last we'll ever see her. Connie. Connie, what's the matter? Why are you looking like that? What is it? You hear something? Connie.
Hey, Jack, Jack! Come on.
Finch.
Connie, snap out of it.
I'm just like anyone else.
Take it easy, kid. Sit down.
Just like anyone else.
Sure. Sit down here in this barracks bag.
That's what the doc said, Mingo.
And he's right. Come on, ease up, Connie.
That's what he says.
Sure. Take it easy.
I'm just like anyone else.
That's right, you are.
That's right.
Yeah.
Who are you kidding? It's not right. I'm not the same.
Kid, you gotta get hold of yourself.
No, I'm not.
Stop it now. Listen.
No.
Listen.
No, I'm tired of listening. I'm sick of being kidded. I got eyes. I got ears. I know.
Connie, you can't go on like that.
I know. You heard, TJ.
Well, you gave him what he deserved.
What's the use? You can't shut him up.
All right, so he makes cracks. Forget it.
Let's say you forget that you're different.
What do you think I'm trying to do? What? He makes cracks about me, too. Don't you think I know it?
Yeah, but that's not the same.
To him, it's the same. To all the TJs, every place, it's the same. We're easy targets. We're different. And they can't stand that.
But, Mingo, you and me, we're not
the same. We're not the same, no. I really am something special. There's nothing in this sleeve but air, kiddo. I got a mark.
Yeah, but everybody around here knows...
Around here, I'm a hero. But back in the States, put me in a blue suit, and I'm a stinking cripple.
No, not you, Mingo.
Why not me?
Because you...
Why, I'm too tough? That's what I keep telling myself. Mingo, you're too tough to eat your lousy heart out about this. Okay, you lost an arm, but you're not going to let it go down the drain for nothing.
You couldn't.
No? You should have seen me in the hospital. I woke up and found it off. All I could think of was what close shaves I had. All the times I stood next to guys, seen him get shot. Felt glad I was alive. Then later...
Wait a minute.
Later, I wasn't so sure.
Wait a minute, Mingo. Wait.
Say that again.
Huh?
Say it again.
What?
What you just said.
About waking up in the hospital?
No, no, about standing next to guys when they were shot.
Oh. Well, it was pretty rugged to see.
But how you felt, Mingo, how you felt?
Well, I felt sorry for him, of course.
No, 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 that isn't it.
I don't know what you mean, Cal.
Well, look, when you saw them... When you saw them get shot, you said that... You said that you felt glad.
Sure. I felt glad I was still alive.
Glad it wasn't you.
Sure, glad it wasn't me.
Who told you to say that?
Who told me?
The doc.
Are you kidding? Nobody told me. I saw it. I felt it. How did you feel when you saw Finch get it?
Just like you, Mingo. Just like you.
You're crazy.
Look, I was crazy, Mingo. I was crazy, yelling all over the place that I was different. You see, I am different. You're different. Everybody's different, but so what? Because underneath, we're all guys. You get it? Look, I can't say it right, but... Mingo, am I making any sense?
You sure are.
Well, like what you said about your arm, not letting it go down the drain for nothing. Well, I'm not going to let myself go down the drain for nothing either. Not me, Mingo. I'm worth too much.
Now you're riding, kiddo.
It won't be easy.
What is?
Yeah. What is?
Hey.
Huh?
Maybe this is cockeyed.
What?
You know that bar you were going to have?
Yeah?
You want a partner? A one-armed bartender would be kind of a novelty, Pete. What do you say, huh?
I say fine, Mingo. You and me.
Yeah. Hey, we better get going. That plane isn't going to wait all year. If I can just get this bee bag up in my shoulder.
Here, let me help you. There we are. Yeah. You okay?
Yeah, keep an eye on me. I'm not so steady with this.
Hey, coward.
What?
I said, hey, coward.
What do you mean?
Take my coward's hand.
Pete, you got a charming memory. Charming.
Delightful.
You have just heard the Best Plays production of Home of the Brave by Arthur Lawrence. And here again is your host, drama critic John Chapman.
Thanks once again to a good company for a very good performance. Our best play for next Sunday is all set. It's one of Noel Coward's daffiest and funniest, Blithe Spirit. Our company will include Mildred Natwick in her original role, Hayla Stoddard, who also has acted the comedy on Broadway, and stage and screen star John Loder. This is Chapman saying goodbye until then.
Home of the Brave by Arthur Lawrence was adapted for radio by George Lefferts. Featured in the cast tonight were Donald Buca as Coney, Joseph Julian as Sergeant Ling Mingo, and Peter Capel as the Doctor. The part of Major Robinson was played by Bill Lipton. Recreating his original Broadway role as TJ was Russell Hardy, and Finch was played by William Redfield. Others in the cast were James Stevens, Ray Malderick, and Jack Lloyd. Best Plays is an NBC production supervised by William Welch and directed by Edward King. Fred Collins speaking. Tonight, be sure to hear the American Forum of the Air, on NBC.